This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 1994, the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine confirmed what anybody who's tried to give up caffeine suspected. Caffeine is chemically addictive. It's also the world's most popular psychoactive drug. 80% of American adults consume it in some form. Here to unpack the chemical effect that caffeine can have on the human brain is Joseph Stromberg, journalist and writer based in Washington. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So, take a sip of coffee. Instantly you feel more awake. How does that work?
Well, obviously it's the caffeine in the coffee that's responsible. Essentially, the caffeine looks a whole lot like another molecule called adenosine that's naturally present in our brains. And normally adenosine serves to give us a tired feeling, a fatigue over time. And so the caffeine fits neatly into the receptors for adenosine in the brain cells and essentially blocks adenosine from doing what it's supposed to do, which is make us feel tired. So a good analogy for caffeine is that it's kind of like putting a block of wood under the brake pedals of the brain, and they don't allow it to slow down.
So what makes it addictive? You just have to keep this block under the brake pedal?
Well, over time, if you ramp up the level of caffeine that you drink, whether it's coffee, soda, whatever, the brain compensates by putting more of these adenosine receptors in place. And so to continue getting the exact same effect, you have to drink more and more caffeine. That's the tolerance coming into play. And then ultimately, if you cut it off, your brain chemistry has been altered by the fact that you've grown all these new adenosine receptors, and you go through the withdrawal symptoms.
Well, let's talk about the symptoms. I mean, as a caffeine addict, confirmed, I have given it up at different times, and you felt like I've been shot by an elephant tranquilizer.
Yeah, that's roughly how I feel, too, if and when I try to quit. So the brain chemistry is really complicated. However, we do know that all these empty adenosine receptors that are used to being plugged by caffeine every day produce a range of unpleasant effects related to fatigue. So some of them are most obviously, like you said, the feeling of being shot by a tranquilizer, being tired, being mentally foggy, lacking alertness, and then, of course, the quintessential caffeine withdrawal headache that heavy coffee drinkers get if they skip a day or two. Now, the interesting thing is when you do cut it off, the brain responds pretty agilely in terms of cutting down the number of receptors quickly. So, you know, as we talked about, there's all these terrible withdrawal symptoms, but they only go on for about a week. And after a week or maybe even 2 weeks, the brain cuts down on the number of receptors it's grown and the tolerance for caffeine is, you know, entirely gone.
Now, of course, I'm describing my drug of choice, which is definitely espresso and coffee, but there are things like Red Bull, you know, caffeine stimulants and also cola.
Yeah.
But I seem to get into this cycle, you know, like I'm either not enough caffeine or too much caffeine when I have this headache. Can caffeine actually cause the headaches that mimic withdrawal?
I'm not sure about that. I know that sometimes me personally, and I've also read this, that too much caffeine can have bad effects. For me personally, I'll sometimes feel a little bit dizzy or lightheaded. I'm not sure whether it can cause headaches, but something interesting in terms of regulating your caffeine intake and trying to do it in a smart way that only makes you feel good and not bad is there's even apps out there on smartphones. You know, you punch in when you had coffee and it'll and your body weight and everything, and it'll kind of simulate how much caffeine's probably in your bloodstream over time and tell you when it's a good time to drink more or you shouldn't drink more if you want to go to bed at a certain time. For people who are really into regulating their own, you know, body activity and also really into drinking caffeine.
How does this process affect those who may already have mental disorders or other chemical imbalances in the brain?
It's hard to say. Recently, in fact, caffeine withdrawal itself was recognized as a mental disorder in the newest DSM-5, which was published just a month ago. And so I think scientists are starting to look more and more into caffeine as a psychoactive drug and the way it affects the brain and its interaction with other types of illnesses. But that kind of work is in its beginning stages at this point.
Do you think if caffeine products were introduced on the market now, you know, going through the whole approval process as a psychoactive drug, they would be sold?
No, I absolutely don't think they would be. And that's as someone who, you know, enjoys caffeine every day. You know, nowadays, if something's coming to market for FDA approval, it has to provide a clear benefit to treat a certain disorder or illness. And caffeine doesn't do that. I think much like alcohol, if it came into play now, we probably wouldn't approve it. We'd look at all the dangerous side effects, the long-term addiction, and it wouldn't make it. But the fact that it's been part of our culture for hundreds, thousands of years allows us to, you know, drink caffeine and think of it as a normal part of our day rather than an experimental drug.
Joseph Stromberg is a journalist and science writer. He's based in Washington, D.C. His work has been featured in Smithsonian.com and Slate and Smithsonian Magazine, where we found his article about caffeine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
My favorite reference for coffee was from the Oglala Sioux, who I guess called it the black medicine. Well, we have more on the black medicine and why we can't seem to live without it. There's a link to read that at wordofmouthradio.org.
I like it black, just black as night. It keeps me up, it keeps me tight. Just don't matter the size of the cup, just as long as you fill it up with black.